Hoo-wee and good evening and welcome to 7x70. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard coming to you live from the Radio Ranch this Thursday, October 4th, 2018. Got a text from my buddy Lynn this earlier today on the way up. He says, I'll just read it. He said, hope for a good broadcast. I said, you and me both, brother. You and me both. So Lynn, hope you had a blessed day and hope all of you out there did. And I prayed for a good broadcast tonight. I have some notes. I have pages of notes on wisdom and on happiness. And the scriptures, the Bible reading plan today. If you can't get a little something to talk about out of that, Jeremiah 7 and 8. Oh my gosh, the message. It says at the temple gate, but it's the message for today. And then the sin and treachery of Judah, and it could be the message on the airwaves today, and it could be the sin and treachery of these United States and the people that are in them, our people, our friends and our family, and sometimes us, before we were saved, before we came to the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because we walked in those things before we came to Him. Praise God that He's done what He's done to save us, and praise God. You know, we didn't see a whole lot of news today, down working on the newsletter. Well, I tell you what, I got a few things to go over with you, but we better pray before I go anywhere further. And I want to encourage you to do that, to pray. You know, when you get up in the morning and before you go to school, pray. Before you go to work, pray. Before you go hunting or horseback riding or whatever it is you do, pray. Okay? We need to do that. We need to be in communication with God and asking His blessings on what we're doing and His wisdom and guidance on what we're doing. So let's do that right now. Well, Heavenly Father, thank You for this day, Lord. Thank You for a beautiful day, Lord, a beautiful sunrise. The sunrise to the east this morning, and the clouds that were coming in, the thunderheads rolling in from the west at the same time as the sunrise this morning. What a beautiful sight it was. And I thank You for that, Lord. Thank You for the moisture and the rain You've given us today, Lord. And we thank You for the puddles that are out there, Father. Father, we pray for the people down in the Arizona area, Lord, that have had flooding and the flooding in different parts. Father, we pray for Your Holy Spirit and Your safety and refuge to be upon those that are Yours, those that have turned back to You. Father, those that call out to You, that pray and cry out, Jesus, save me. Well, Lord, we know that You hear. We know that You hear them. We know that You answer them, and we thank You for that, Lord. I know You have answered my prayers, and I thank You for that, Lord. Thank You, Father, for the trials and the tribulations that have come. For Lord, they come as for learning, and Lord, they come and they could be worse. They could be worse, and so Lord, I thank You for them. I thank You for them, Lord. Father, I thank You for a good day printing the newsletter today. Father, thank You for allowing us to put that together, and Lord, I just pray You would continue to guide and direct us and shower Your blessings down on us, Lord, as we'll be several more days printing that to get it ready to mail out to Your remnant. Thank You for allowing us to continue to do that, to continue to build upon this ministry and to continue to reach the lost sheep of the house of Israel, Lord, as our pastor so tirelessly built and built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ, Lord. And made a way, had that vision, Lord, that Your Holy Spirit gave him. Lord, help us to continue on, Lord, to glorify You, and to edify Your people, Lord, to encourage them, to equip the saints, Lord, to help them. Father, we love You. If You want us to feed Your sheep, here we are, Lord. That's what we are here for. We praise You, Lord. Thank You. Thank You for this and all things. Thank You for our health. Lord, thank You for those that are struggling. Lord, draw them closer to You. Father, we had a prayer night full of them last night, Lord. But we thank You for the praise reports. We thank You for the praise reports that are coming. We thank You for the healing that You poured out on Your people. praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Guide and direct me tonight, Lord. Give me the thoughts and the words that are your thoughts and words, Lord. And let anything and everything I say tonight, Lord, glorify you and encourage your people. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord. And Father, I pray for safety for those that are traveling. I know there are still those that are out traveling, Lord. And I just pray that you'd bring them home safe. Get them to their destination safe, Lord. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And didn't get to see a lot of current events. Didn't print any current events for tonight. But I did see, got a couple of texts, and did see that apparently the FBI had did a pretty quick investigation and reportedly finds no evidence that Brett Kavanaugh's, the allegations against him are true. And so the Senate is going to go ahead and vote Saturday. But of course, that doesn't sit well with the left, with those that hate him. With those that are so, they're scared you-know-whatless that he is going to get nominated and elected to the Supreme Court. And then that is another step to getting rid of this abominable Roe versus Wade. This abomination that we have in the land of abortion on demand. Heavenly Father, forgive us. Lord, forgive us, your people. Forgive those that have been blinded to what this abomination is. Lord, forgive us for not standing up, for not standing in the gap before, Lord, for not fighting, for not praying sooner and more. Forgive us, Lord. But Lord, we are, help us as we share with your remnant, Lord, and as we tell the people, and hopefully open their eyes to just what an abomination this abortion is, Lord. Father, open the eyes of your people that they would see. That they would see this for what it is. Help us to that means, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Don't follow all the politics. You know that if you've ever listened in before. But do try to bring a few current events to you. And that was the big one that I saw, just that was out of today. I will ask you, I saw that there was a shooting in South Carolina. One police officer killed, I think 6 wounded. Not sure what the deal with that is, but I would ask you to pray for all that are involved with that. We are coming to you live from the Radio Ranch. It's October 4th. Boy, it's dark out here already. That dark just came right upon us. We were outside about a half hour ago. And had a beautiful sunset here. The phone lines are open, 307-745-5913, if you'd like to call in. And, you know, I started talking about prayer. And I try to mention that on Sunday mornings on the review of the news as well, that we start off our Sunday morning broadcast with at 8:30 Mountain Time, 9:30 Central, and 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 for you California folk, both of you. And but prayer is such a, I'll say it's a lost art. You know, the old saying, you either use it or lose it. And you know, in our daily life, we create habits. We may have I have a habit of getting up and drinking coffee in the morning. And I've had that habit for about 28 years. I started drinking coffee when my oldest son was born, and he's 28 years old. So we have our habits. Well, the habit of prayer seems to have gone the wayside. The habit of reading our Bible has gone the wayside. But these are good habits to have, folks. And it's been on my mind, you know, for a year or two. It's been on my heart to try to encourage you to do that very thing, to start your day off with prayer. I don't always get my Bible read first thing in the morning, but I do get prayers. I get up, and you know that is my morning routine. And you know, folks, it can be yours. If you have to get up earlier, just get up a little earlier. 15 minutes or 30 minutes is not a lot. it's not a lot of time, and you'll get used to it within a week or two, but the time is much better spent in prayer than in sleep, I can tell you that. 15 minutes, half hour, and you may think, oh my gosh, that's just too long to pray. Well, it's not. You know, if you get up in the morning, you get your drink of water, and you find a corner of the house or a prayer closet, however it is that you can do and have a little peace and quiet. And like I said, you may have to get up earlier to do that. But I encourage you, I implore you to do this. We have to be doing this, folks. With what is continuing to come down, the midterm elections are coming up. Hopefully conservative being appointed to the Supreme Court, that's better. That's better than another Ginsburg being appointed. But we have to be praying about this. Timothy tells us, we read in there that we are to pray for our kings and those in authority so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life. Well, I like a tranquil and quiet life. I don't know about you. There's times for that, but there's times that when we get up in the morning, we need to be that person that Satan says, oh, you know what, he's up again. And that's the kind of person you can be. That's the kind of prayer warrior you can be. And it all starts just in the morning. Get up in the morning and pray. And you may think, well, I don't have time, or I don't know what to pray for. You know, pray the Lord's Prayer. Start off with that. Pray the Lord's Prayer. Praise Him. Ask for His will to be done. Ask for that daily bread. Ask for help with forgiveness. That's all in the Lord's Prayer. Start off with that. And then from Ephesians 6, I'm not going to turn there tonight. I think most of you know it. If not, you can turn there on your own time. And turn to Ephesians 6 and read there about the full armor of God. And put that on in your prayer in the morning. Don't pray it on yourself. Put it on yourself in prayer. Visualize girding your loins with that truth and putting on the breastplate of righteousness. You know, you can visualize that like a knight putting that on, and it is an encouraging thing to do. And you know, the helmet of salvation. Now, in our dragon, on the cover of our Dragon Slayer newsletter, it's got a picture of a knight, and he has his sword, and he has his shield, and he has his helmet. And so picture yourself. Put that helmet of salvation on. Shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel at peace, because the Bible says we are to be at peace as far as it is possible with us, with all men, as much as we can. So, see, that's something that we can't just rely on other people to be at peace with us. And we can't rely on other people to say the same, to say the right things and to do all the right things. Well, and we can't have the attitude that, well, if that guy's going to be happy, I'll be happy. Or if, you know, but if he flips me off, I'm flipping him off. I get cut off in traffic, I'm cutting people off. See, we can't, that's not the way we are to be. We are to shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Of peace. And then when you're in the checkout line, maybe in the morning or at the gas station, and everybody else is you know, in a hubbub rush and just going, going, going. Well, see, we can have that peace. And when our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, well, see, then when the storms and the floods and the turmoils come throughout the day, we can have that peace because the Word and the Holy Spirit guide and are a light unto our path, and they guide our footsteps. That peace is so important. And take up the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. And how do you do that? Well, you have to read His Word. You have to get to it somehow. Many people have scriptures, daily scripture verses, daily readings on their cell phones, and that's fine. That's fine. I get it, people send them to me. I try to send some out to other people at times, and that is fine. But get that daily bread. That is so important. And pray for that. Pray for that. And so, when you've prayed the Lord's Prayer and you've prayed on the full armor of God, well, see, now you're ready for combat. And I have a few other things that I pray on I ask God to wrap me in his mantle of zeal and to create in me a clean heart and a steadfast spirit in the morning as part of putting on that full armor of God. And so you may add a few things in with that, and by all means do. By all means do. But see, then you're ready. Then you've said good morning to God. You've thanked him, hopefully, for a good night's sleep, whether you had one or not. You probably slept inside where it was probably warmer or cooler, depending on where you're at, than the outside temperature, and probably drier if we had a little rain last night. So you can thank him for a good night's sleep. But once we've put on that full armor of God, see, then we're ready. Then we're armored up. Then we're like those soldiers we've seen on TV since 2001 that are armored up with their boots and their armor and their helmets and their weapons, and they're ready to go. Now they're ready for battle. Ta-da, now you're ready for battle. But don't stop with that full armor of God. Now pray that full armor of God on your family. Husbands, pray it on your wives. What, godly wives, if it's you doing this, pray it on your husbands. Pray it on your children. Pray it on their spouses. Pray it on your grandchildren. Pray that full armor of God. Those are part of those coverings our pastor taught us about. Those coverings of protection that are so lacking today. There's so little of that today. Years ago, and Pastor did a great illustration in a Sunday school one morning at the LaPorte Church of Christ. And he showed, you know, that at one time in our society, you had, maybe little Johnny, maybe a child, and his parents prayed for him. And his brothers and sisters prayed for him. And his aunts and uncles prayed for him. And grandma and grandpa on both sides were alive and well and healthy and weren't suffering from all the diseases of Egypt that we're suffering from today. And they prayed for him. And the church that they went to prayed for him. And the godly teacher that he had in the public school that led him in the Pledge of Allegiance and a prayer every morning prayed for him. And all these prayers were coverings of protection on little Johnny or little Mary. Layer upon layer upon layer of protection that the enemy could not get through. That when Satan or his minions or some evil bastard would try to come up and harm little Johnny or little Mary, that those coverings of protection, those angels and those layers of protection, see, were there. And they protected our children and our wives and our spouses. But over the years, those layers have thinned out and gone away. To whereas today, maybe mom or dad, it's probably a split household, maybe somebody's praying for little Johnny. Probably not. No godly parents, no godly aunts and uncles, no godly brothers and sisters, no godly grandpa, grandma, yeah. None of that. No godly teachers praying for little Johnny and little Mary. So now when the enemy comes in, it's open season. It's just there's nothing holding the enemy back. But when we pray, there was a saying I had up in the office years ago. I don't know if it was from C.S. Lewis, it was from a famous man, but it said something to the effect that Satan laughs at our toils and our works, but he trembles at our prayers. Remnant, as a baptized Christian, like Pastor mentioned from the old Lion King movie, we ain't no meerkats. We are heirs of the promise, sons and daughters of the living God. We serve a God that has given everything for us. That gave us his only begotten Son. So that we could be back in relationship to him. So that he could pour out his blessing. So he could draw near to us and us draw near to him. Because Jesus Christ took that sin away that prevents us from drawing near to God. He took that sin away that prevents. See, that sin is like a dampener. The Word tells us that sin prevents our prayers from getting to God. It prevents God from hearing our prayers. The Word tells us that. See, if you read His Word, you see it. But God doesn't hear every prayer. Oh, He hears it. But the prayer from the sinner? You know, let's take a look, Jeremiah 7. That's today's Bible reading. Jeremiah 7 and 8 and John 15, 16, both fantastic pieces. John 7 is, or Jeremiah 7, back in the days, you know, God is outlining the blessings He's given His people, that's us, and how His people have just turned their nose up at Him. Starting in verse 21, "Thus says the Lord of hosts," this is Jeremiah 7, "the God of Israel, add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat flesh. For I did not speak to your fathers or command them in that day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices. But this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you will be my people, and you will walk in all the way which I command you, that it may be well with you." So if you want it to be well with you, we have the Word. We have, just speak the Word. Read the Word. You want it to be well with you? Obey His voice. Walk in His ways. Walk in the ways that He commands us. But verse 24 says, "Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but walked in their own counsels and in the stubbornness of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward." And unfortunately, many have followed this very same thing. We have example after example after example. You know, I was changing some tires right before I came on the radio tonight. And I yelled at my son. He's 14. We had the air impact out there, you know, zing, zing, and it's a half inch drive, and it's spinning them little sockets pretty fast. And I told him, he reached down and hit the button, and it had a socket on it. And I told him in a pleasant voice, instruction, "You can't do that, son. That socket will zip off that thing," because my dad taught me, and so I'm passing it on to my children. And so I told my son that. I said, "You can't just hit that impact." I said, "That socket will flip off and hit you or me or your brother in the eye or in the head, and it's not good. It's dangerous. So you can't do that." "Okay, Dad. Great." So it wasn't 10 minutes later, I hear zing, and I look over, and he's hitting the button. And I got mad. And I yelled at him. And I reprimanded him. And I explained again the dangers of that. And I told him that he would not touch that impact again. And I think it got across that time. Maybe it didn't the first time. You know, sometimes we go backwards and not forwards. And that's what it says here in Jeremiah 7:24. Now, if he'd have just obeyed what I told him, he wouldn't have got yelled at. Verse 27 says, "You shall speak all these words to them, but they will not listen to you. And you shall call to them, but they will not answer. You shall say to them, this is the nation that did not obey the voice of the Lord their God or accept correction. Truth has perished and has been cut off from their mouth." And see, by this time, God had it was fed up with His people. He was fed up. But when you read through this, you see that certainly that God was mad, but He always left a way out. He always left a way out. And He does today. He does today. And that way out, of course, is his son, Jesus Christ. Now, we have to do more and believe. We have to do more and believe. We have, like God says, obey my voice. And I will be your God, and you will be my people. Do you not recall, Remnant, when we read of the deliverances, the Red Sea, crossing the Jordan, the promises of the Canaan land, the Passover, coming out of Egypt, all the promises when God's people obey God, he opens up the Red Sea. Folks, there's some Red Seas need opening up out here. And I know it. There are in our lives. There are in the Remnant's lives. There are in this nation's life. We get it by repenting and returning to him. One of the ways we do that is we become a praying people. When we repent and return, oh, there's nothing God has not already done for us. There is nothing he won't do for us. We have to be practicing righteousness. That's what we have to do. We have to do that. So you've prayed. I hope, and I encourage you to do that. Lord's Prayer. Put on the full armor of God. Pray the full armor of God on your family. Pray for your extended family. Maybe you're grown and you have brothers and sisters that may not have the understanding that you do. And so I encourage you to do that. To do that very thing. Gonna have a song here. We'll be right back after this.
Sure by now, God, you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear torn, I will praise you in the storm. I remember when I stumbled in the wind, you heard my cry to you and raised me up again. But my strength is almost gone. How can I carry on if I can't find you? But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I've cried, you hold in your hand. You never left my side, and though my heart is torn, I will praise you.
maker of heaven and earth. I lift my eyes into the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am, every tear I cry, for you hold.
Song is a great reminder that we have to praise Him in the storm. When we start our day off praying, when we're reminded, that certainly reminds me, it helps me throughout the day to remember that Romans 8:28 is there. That He works all things for good for those that love Him that are called according to His purpose. All things. You know, there's things going on in our life. There's things going on out here in the lives of people that I know. And I don't have the answers for them. But I know it'll all work out. And I can lift these trials and these tribulations and this storm. In this storm, I can lift my hands and say, God, I don't know how it's going to work out, but Jesus, I'm going to trust in You that it will. And that's something else that we can pray about in the morning. Maybe we have problems. Now, after we're, you know, now we're armored up. We've praised Him. We've thanked Him. We've prayed the Lord's Prayer. We're armored up. We've prayed that armor on our families. And now we can bring our needs to Him. He knows what they are, but He still wants us to present them to Him. We can let Him know what maybe health problems, maybe problems at work. Maybe there's other people that have asked us for prayer. We need to do that. We need to do that. Once you become comfortable with that, you need to also take the authority that is a baptized, true follower of Jesus Christ you have. You need to take authority over Satan and his minions. And write down Luke 10:19 if you're not familiar with it. Luke 10:19, you can turn there in your prayers as a reminder. As a reminder, He says, "Behold, I have given you." That was to the 70 that returned. But it's for us today. It's written for us today. He says, "I've given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." He says, "I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you." So when you get comfortable with that, with believing that scripture and applying that scripture, you can say, "Satan, I forbid you and your minions from influencing my family today. I forbid you and your evil thoughts and your fear from impacting my family today. I forbid you from doing that." And you can say, "Evil spirits, spirits of fear and of rebellion and of dishonor, and of lust, I bind and bundle," and you can cast them into a spiritual lockbox. Lock it in the name of Jesus. You've been given all power and authority. So when you get comfortable with using that, do that. And when you've been given all power and authority, exercise that power and authority and do it. And you can say, "You filthy spirits that are influencing our leaders, I not today. I forbid you from operating in their lives today and in my life today." And then you can call on the Holy Spirit. The Word tells us when we call on the Holy Spirit, He comes. and guides us and directs us and protects us. And you can call on myriads of angels to come and protect you and your family and the leaders of your community or your state or your nation. And you can do that. Now, if you're not comfortable starting with that, that's fine. But Luke 10:19 tells us, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you. Use the authority you've been given. I'm not talking about the kind of authority where you have a black robe and you sit behind the up on a stand with a gavel, bam, 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 and you make judgments. No. But we get this authority and we get this understanding when we pray. When we pray. And I'm going to ask you to pray for our ministry. Pray for our church. Pray for our church family. We have church family all over the country, all over the world. Praise God. Pray for them. If you don't know them by name, that's okay. You can pray for them maybe in different states. Maybe you hear a caller call from a certain state if you listen in. Or you know that there's some people from North Carolina or some people from Missouri or from Colorado. Pray for those people. Pray for the remnant in those states. Pray for the remnant in your community. We have to be a praying people. And ask God what you need to pray for. Ask God maybe what you need to fix in your life. Maybe there's something in your life that needs to change. Maybe it's diet. Maybe you need to start eating better. To feel better. To be better. To be a better influence. You can ask God to help you pray more. To help get a better morning routine. We can sure call it that way. A better morning routine to get up and pray and read a little scripture and pray. When we armor up in the morning and we pray in the morning, it sets the tone for the whole day. It truly does. And again, we may not, you know, we're faced with things throughout the day, trials and tribulations and storms and issues at work that we may not have the answer for. And it's not that we just say, well, Lord, you take care of it. You do that. But you know, maybe I've mentioned it before, but it keeps coming up. The story of Jesus, the first miracle, turning the water into wine. And when you go through and read that, you see that Mary comes to him and just says, they have no wine. And that's in John 2. And he says, woman, what does that have to do with us? My hour's not yet come. You know, it almost sounds like maybe it ticked him off. Maybe it set him on edge a little bit. You know, when you're at a wedding, you kind of probably expect a little wine. That was part of the culture of the day. But you know, Mary didn't tell him, oh, Jesus, you need to go. You can fix this problem. You need to go take care of this. She just brought the problem to him. Then she looks to the servants and she says, whatever he says to do, whatever he says to you, do it. See, Mary was used to that kind of stuff. She was used to that kind of stuff. And so she just says, do it. And she goes back to whatever she was doing. She was used to Jesus doing these type things. Well, and then he does, of course, this miracle that we're reading about over 2,000 years later. We can apply that to our lives. When we have a problem, we can say, Lord, I got a problem. Or we can say, Lord, Uncle Bill has got a problem. We can say, Mary needs help. We can pray right now, Lord, Parker Jendricki in Illinois has cancer, Lord, and it's eating him alive, and he's 29 years old. Jesus, see Parker. There's an issue here. Problem. There's a problem that needs your help. We can do that, and we need to do that. Father, I got a neighbor, Phil. Jesus, I got a neighbor, Phil's in a wheelchair. He needs help. Here he is. Here he is. Father, my family, I need help. I need help. Things need to be better. We have to get to this point, remnant, in prayer, that we are comfortable with going to God in prayer. If you're walking through the grocery store, you see somebody that needs prayer. We need to be to the point that we can go up to them, ma'am, I you seem troubled. You seem troubled. Can I pray for you? And pray for them. If it's in the middle of a courtroom, if it's in the middle, if it's in whatever, we have this power. We have this power. We need to use it. That is what Jeremiah 7, when God says, "This is what I commanded," saying, "Obey my voice. Obey my voice." Well, no phone calls tonight, and I didn't even get to my notes. That was just kind of off the cuff, I guess, and it was on my heart. I wanted to talk a little bit about wisdom from the Word of God, because we need wisdom today. We need wisdom. We need, you know, part of I had a note here from the Amplified, the Amplified Bible. If you're not familiar with the Amplified Bible, it is a translation that has a lot more words in it, a lot more descriptive words. Let me read. I got Psalms 1:1 here. I'll read it to you. Maybe that'll by reading it to you, it'll probably explain it better than I could explain it. It says, "Blessed," and then in parentheses, it has other words that explain what that word means, what blessed means. Blessed, parentheses, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now here's parentheses and explain what the ungodly are, following their plans and purposes, nor stands, is submissive and inactive in the path where sinners walk, nor sits down to relax and rest where the scornful and mockers gather. That's the Amplified. You know, blessed is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, or stands in the path of the sinners. And so the Amplified goes and just explains. It's a good version to have if you don't understand maybe a certain scripture. The Amplified does a good job of explaining it. And I think it does here with Psalms 1:1 as well. And so, you know, just got a few minutes here, but everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to be, you know, like it says here, fortunate, prosperous, enviable. Well, we have to do like Jeremiah says and obey the word and do what the word says. The Amplified here says, "Nor sits down to relax and rest, nor stands, is submissive and inactive." Remnant, we've been inactive long enough. It's been too long since we have been prayer warriors. Not just praying for jobs and health, but reading His Word, praying to the Holy Spirit for what to pray for what to do, what not to do, leading godly lives, making godly, biblical decisions. And that starts with prayer. It starts with armoring up in the morning, praising God, armoring up and praying. Pray for your neighbors. When's the last time, Remnant, and I want to ask you, and I'll just ask you individually. So just look at it like I'm on the phone to you. And I want to ask you, when's the last time you prayed for your neighbors? We're supposed to love our neighbors ourselves. When's the last time you prayed for your neighbors? When's the last time you thanked God for your neighbors? When's the last time you asked God to help you be a good neighbor? See, there's plenty to pray for. And when we do these things, when we pray to God to make us better, to make us maybe a better neighbor, a better father, a better husband, a better son, a better daughter, a better wife, whatever the case may be, a better employee, a better employer, again, whatever it may be, a better son, a better daughter. When we pray and ask God to do this, to lead and guide it, He will do it. He will do it. It's one of the ways we grow closer to God. Now, I want to throw this out. I'm just about out of time tonight, but I wanted to let you know this as well. Not to put fear upon you, but just to let you know that no step toward God goes unnoticed by Satan. So as you draw near to God, as you plan on getting up early in the morning and praying, just understand Satan and his minions are going to throw everything they got at you. The alarm's not going to go off. The coffee's not going to be made. Somebody else is going to get up in the morning where you're not going to have your private time. You're going to have to get up early to work or something. Just work around it. Just work around it. Just say, okay, well, I can still do this. But just understand this happens. Understand you've been given all power and all authority over the enemy. So you can say, Satan, flee. Get out of here. I'm resisting you. I'm about the Father's business. Leave. When we resist, he has to flee. But we have to resist. When you start your day in prayer, that puts up a lot of resistance. And the enemy does a lot of fleeing when that goes on. Well, we're about out of time, and I'm about out of voice. Whew, I am. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. Remnant, come back Saturday morning. We'll have the phone lines open again. Maybe then we'll have some callers. Saturday morning for coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. That'll be at 6:30 Pacific time. I'll start with you guys this time. 7:30 Mountain, 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern. Saturday morning right here on the Scriptures for America. Worldwide Broadcasting Network. We'll have the Remnant here, the Wranglers. And the Remnant on the radio, and we'll talk about some current events and see what's going on. We'll take your calls then as well. Thanks for tuning in. Be encouraged. Hey, we're working on the next newsletter. We're printing it today. If you don't get the newsletter, you need to contact us. Give us your name and address. We'll send you that newsletter. We don't charge for it. It's not free, but we don't charge for it. And we'll send you that newsletter, chocked full of good, godly, biblical stuff. Hey, we're going to go out praising God. He is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He is for me. I hope He is for you too.
He's the Lord of Lords, King of Kings. He beat all you ever saw, was in trouble with their loss since the day he was born. Strengthening the curves, lightning the hills. John said someday that mountain might get up, but the Lord never will. He's making his way. He's still the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He kept on fighting the system and doing what his dad said was good. We'll be right back. and doing what his dancing was good. He healed a blind man down on the Sabbath. He got up, ran to the temple to share the good news. The preachers and teachers of that day asked him what happened. I was born blind, he healed me, and now I can see. Making his way, the only way he knew how. That was a whole lot more than what the law would allow. He's still the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He's on fighting their system and doing what his dancing was doing. They ridiculed the man and called him a liar, 'cause if they believed in him, they had to deal with the Lord. The death couldn't keep him, he escaped from the tomb. And doing what his dad said was good. Keeps on fighting the system and doing what his dad said was good.